I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, just when you think Halloween is over, there are two chances to dress in costume this weekend.
These are also chances to dance and party with masquerade balls both at Kituit Center for the Arts and at Provincetown Town Hall. On Friday night from 7:30 to 11 p.m., it's the Art and Souls Ball in Kituit that's a fundraiser for the center. The theme this year combines celebrating the Day of the Dead with the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. And so organizers say that combines most easily if you think of the Grateful Dead. They also have a sense of humor with their signature cocktail being mudslides for all the mud that the people at Woodstock endured when they were at that concert. Then on Saturday night from 8 p.m. to midnight, it's the Black and Gold Halloween Ball as part of Spooky Bear Weekend in Provincetown. Dress is, of course, black and gold, and all proceeds are going to benefit the AIDS support group of Cape Cod.
Also in Provincetown, a member of a familiar group there is trying a solo act as part of a new program to develop new shows.
Well, for the past 7 years, Edmund Bagnell has performed as the first violinist and vocalist for Well Strung, which is an all-male group known as the Singing String Quartet. That group started in Provincetown, but it's now played around the country and internationally, but they're taking a break in their schedule. So Edmund is debuting his new solo act called He Plays the Violin. And that's going to be at 7 o'clock Friday night and 8 o'clock Saturday night at the Art House. He told me he's going to be performing as both a violinist and a singer again, and the program is expected to include Mozart, Johnny Cash, Justin Bieber, and Stephen Sondheim. So it's going to be a real mix. But he couldn't be specific about what's going to be on the program because he and his pianist and his director are in town now putting the show together. That's part of an intensive creation process that's the first time out for New Works Provincetown, which is a new show development lab that Art House producer Mark Cortali is putting together. The plan is to develop shows in Provincetown and take them to New York City and beyond.
The weekend for Cape Symphony is all about Bach, musically, but all about giving back, too.
The Cape Symphony is going to give its first ever all-Bach performance, and it's called Bach and Forth, and it's a concert pairing some of Johann Sebastian Bach's best-known compositions with more modern takes by musicians he inspired. Those shows are going to be happening at 7:30 Saturday night and 3 o'clock on Sunday at Barnstable High School. There's going to be some guest artists, including harpsichord musician Peter Sykes and the Skylark Vocal Ensemble. Beyond the music, though, the symphony is asking patrons to bring gift cards from grocery stores and local food retailers for its Thanksgiving food drive, and that's going to be helping out local food pantries, and symphony officials note that you can also bring cash and checks to help.
And the health of Wellfleet Harbor is the topic of an entire conference Saturday for people concerned about its future.
This is an annual State of Wellfleet Harbor Conference, and it covers topics related to the health, ecology, and economy, as well as the latest science related to the harbor. The conference is free, and it's going to be held from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Saturday at Wellfleet Elementary School. Then there's a harbor walk from 10 to 11:30 a.m. on Sunday. Topics are going to include the status of declining horseshoe crabs, new research on the harbor's black mayonnaise, which is a sludge related to dead marsh vegetation, and then the hydrodynamics of the Herring River.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.